Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are having a wonderful time on the 4th of July. And happy 4th of July to each and every one of you. Now, we're here with the first version. Let's go back into the second edition. Glory to God.
To say, but I'm not stopping because I'm looking for the Lord to completely heal my body from this arthritis. I just believe he's going to do it. And I'm just waiting on my heel. But I praise him for even being able to walk like I walk now. I'm just grateful for the prayer line. I want y'all to keep me in your prayers because God is good.
And I gave you the key. Get on your knees, if you will. There's a lamb coming to you, Mother. And just thank God for the arthritis being gone. Just thank
all
God
right.
for healing your body of arthritis. And thank him 1,000 times. And see what happens. All right. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you to my mother for giving praise to God today. Thank you. Who will be the next?
This is Dorothy Pfeiffer from area code 847. I truly give thanks to God for my eyesight. I had got prayer at a church, and my eyesight went out the very next day, and I had got really upset. I quit calling the prayer line, and I said I wasn't going back to that church again, but then my eyesight returned, and I have a similar episode with my light bill. My light bill was $697. And CAP said that they would pay $144 if I could pay the remaining balance, which I couldn't pay. I received a letter in the mail stating that my light bill has been paid in full, my eyesight has returned, and I give thanks to Almighty God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are great. For a miracle, my God.
Thank you.
If it happened to you, how would you be? You want somebody to say, thank you, Jesus, for your eyesight. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank God this morning for debt cancellation. Would there be another?
No. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I've been trying to get on the prayer line, but I guess I was blocked out a couple of days. But I'm on here this morning. I thank you, praise God,
amen,
for his goodness and his mercy. I just thank you, praise God, for what he all have done for me. And I tell you, right now, I'm in Miami, finna go on a cruise. I'm asking y'all to pray for me and my grandson, Quinn, and everybody's on the cruise.
Amen, amen. That is wonderful.
I wanted to tell you before I left, but I couldn't get you, so I'm telling you this morning, continue to pray for us.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. God bless you on your cruise, and that's a reason to praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Johnson,
thank you.
Dr. Johnson, we have seven. Would you like for me to continue?
One more this morning. Just one more praise report.
Who will be our next praise person? Who will be the next person to give praise?
God bless everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer in Kentucky, and I'm just praising God for the youth on last night. We did have first-time callers on the prayer line. Thank God for our leader, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and Sister Deaconess Hodges. Thank God. And when we were calling for Dr. Johnson, praise God, they had the Ames Convention going on, and the Lord had blessed them to minister there in the convention. So we are thanking God for favor worldwide. And I do know God to be a debt collector, praise God. He's not the one that call you and tell you about your problems or about he's coming to get it, but he's the one that call you to tell you he has resolved that issue. So I'm praising God today for the blessings and the miracles I'm hearing on the line this morning. Let you know that the prayer line is a blessing worldwide. God bless you and bless everyone on the line. God bless you, Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and all the saints of God.
Amen. Thank you for closing us out with our praise reports. Evangelist Pfeiffer, I believe it was. Just thank God for you, and I'm going to turn it back over in the hands of Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Dr. Diggs, and we appreciate you so much. She, I wish I knew more about your background. I've heard it before. I know that you're an administrator and in the upper echelon of education there in the city. Is it Memphis, Tennessee? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
I'm visiting my parents this week. I will be going back to St. Louis on Sunday. The Lord has been a blessing to me just being in their home all week. I am the chief learning officer for the Ferguson-Florissant School District, and I just mentioned our name, my school district name, so that you will keep us up in prayer. I am over the K through 12 instruction and all the academic programs there in Ferguson-Florissant. And I just pray and ask God that his hand be upon us as we go into another year. I also, if I may, Dr. Johnson, the Lord says give thanks, in all things give thanks. And you are teaching us every day how to just continue to thank God. I've had a rough year this year at work, and I just thank God through that. And I'm also going to ask at this time that I give thanks, if I may, to my father. My father is 79 years old, and he works tirelessly in the church, and he is a dedicated man. And I just give thanks to him because on yesterday, the Lord took his younger brother on yesterday. But I'm thanking God for my father, who is 79 years old, and he is bearing that burden this morning and yesterday. And I just want the saints to pray for him and the family before I get off the line. Just we're thanking God.
Not right now. So are you saying your younger brother passed? Is that what you're saying?
My father lost his brother, Robert Wilson, on yesterday. His brother was 77. My father is 79.
All right. My God, we feel his pain. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, what compassion you have. Oh, we saw it through your son Jesus as he was so compassionate on the people. Oh, God, I'm asking you to look on Dr. Diggs, Father. Oh, having to go through this time of bereavement.
Okay.
77 years he's had his brother in his life. He being 79. Oh, God, what a loss it is to have somebody for 77 years and then lose him. I'm asking you to touch him and to help him. Lift his heavy burden and lighten his heavy load. Lord, help him to keep his mind stayed on thee. Because we know thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I pray that you be with him. Be with the entire family. All of the loved ones. All those in the family. God, help them to make it through this storm. Especially help her father. Having his younger brother go like that. And God, be with him as he even goes through any of the planning for the homegoing. Give him strength. Help him, Lord, and give him peace in his mind. Help him to remember all the good things and all the good times he had with his brother. And bless the entire family and help them through this. And let the homegoing be a time of mending and a time of bringing family together that haven't been together in a long time. Most of all, let your home go and be a time of somebody, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. And for the glory of God, thank God. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Our heart goes out to you, Dr. Diggs. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Let me just say this. I want to give my praise report. I don't take things for granted. I don't take them lightly. I've been praising God. I went to a young people's talent show. It was a youth talent show last night at the AIM convention. And I'm just sitting there and just didn't even plan and just walked in and was there to be with my granddaughters. And it was a time we were just sitting there. And the MC of the program recognized me and thanked God for me just taking time out for the little ones, for the kids. And before I know it, how many know that they plan these programs months in advance? And most of the time in our church, Church of God in Christ, you don't rearrange them. But God rearranged the program and put me on the program as I ministered to the kids last night. And God did bless us in a very special way. I would be remiss not to know God blessed me and that he rearranged the program for me. I thank him for it. I appreciate it so much, Lord, and it means a lot to me. Thank you so very much. God did it, and I appreciate it. It is a praise report, and I'm so grateful. All right, God bless all of you today with your praise reports and everything. And I want to thank God for doing that in the AIM convention at least three or four times this week already. And I know favor cometh not from the east nor west, but from the Lord. And I know he's given me great favor. I do thank him, and I don't take advantage of it, but I give him glory and favor in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. Let's get some things that we can pray for. Some of you who have prayer requests, amen, you want to put some names on the prayer line or either make a request, either one. Let me see here. Mother Wilson, do you hear me? Can you get those prayer requests? Mother Wilson in Memphis, go ahead,
yes,
if you
sir.
Will. God bless you.
I thank God this morning to be able to get the prayer requests for the prayer line this morning. I thank God for how he has blessed me. I put my prayer request in. I want you to be praying for us, for our superintendent. He passed away, and they're funeralizing him today and tomorrow. And be praying for the Bennett family, that God will take them through their share of tests also. And we are saying, my prayer request is that for myself is that God will continue to bless me, to continue to thank him each and every day for the things that he's done. And I want to be able to venture out and do more for the Lord. I'm not taking my age as being old and can't do anything. I'm still striving for the Lord like Mother Johnson. And I want y'all to continue to pray for me. At this particular time, we would like for you to come and give your praise report. I mean, your prayer requests, and let them be known unto God.
Hi, my name is Dorothy Pfeiffer. I'm calling for prayer for my niece, Sonia Freeman. She's in hospice with stage 4 cancer. They gave her a month to live. I would like to have her lifted in prayer, and my sister, Arnita Johnson, for her back. Thank you.
This is Sister Peterson with Christian Traveling Grace for my children today. They travel with their families. And also a prayer, a spoken request for me. The Lord would take a special thing for me today. I need a special miracle of my body today. My kidney shot, so I can never suck it. So I need the Lord to touch my body today.
Thank you, Dr. Peterson. It'll be next. Who's next? Prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking prayer for my son, Galen Cook, and for my other children, and pray for me.
Thank you. That will be the next one. Yes, this Evangelist Johnson, my daughter Hope, asked me to put her name on the prayer line. She's looking for a job, and she's asking for prayer for a job, and I asked you to pray for my church family, my pastor. Thank you. The next person. God bless you. Who is the next?
Sister Jordan Garnett, you pray some prayer for Dr. Pfeiffer and for the youth, just for the youth and for my daughter, Talisa, and for myself. All right.
Thank you. Who's the next one?
Mother Johnson, Kansas City, 913. Mother, I'm asking for prayer for my entire family. Bless my pastor. And my pastor is Elder Bernard Johnson and his lovely companion, Sister Betty, and the family. And not only that, but my entire family. And bless me. I need some prayer. My body's kind of look like getting frail, but I know God is able to touch and heal. So I'm asking for healing for my body. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. We're praying for the family.
Right.
Next one.
Well,
we'll be the next.
We may have enough there.
We got five.
All right, two more then.
Two more.
If not, then we just move on.
Dr. Johnson, that would be another one for myself. I have a lady that is dying with cancer, and her name is Deborah Pierce, and the hospice is there with her up there days. And also I'm requesting prayer for another lady that's been going through some things that seem like the devil don't want to break the chains for her and her children and just keep them bound all the time. And one of her grandsons is in jail, and they don't want to let him out. Somebody almost knocked him out, killed him almost, but they let that person out, but they're keeping him. So we're requesting prayer for that family also. Rosemary Stokes and her family with the grandson. God bless you, and God bless everybody on the prayer line. And we just hope that you will continue to pray and thank God each and every day. Back in the hands of Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, Mother. What a wonderful job you did. Amen. Must be about 35, 40 years old. God bless you. God's using you. Amen. I want to just say this again to you all. Now, watch that hospice thing. When they call hospice in, you might as well think they're calling people in to kill your loved ones. I'm saying it verbally. This is what I believe. I believe it's modern-day Kevorkian, or whatever they call it. Remember how he was tried, and they tried to, there was a big deal about him doing mercy killings. Yeah. They backed up on it, but that's the way the devil does. He backs up on things and comes to you in a different way where you can't recognize him the next time. He does that. And he tries to get things through by backing up. Remember when it was such a real big deal about people being you might say, homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil backed up and said, the country won't take that homosexual thing too well. We can't get these laws for them by calling them homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
The devil backed up and came back to us another way and said, it's just a totally different lifestyle change. And so now they got it through by lifestyle change. How can you fight lifestyle change, they said. So the enemy, when he can't get something one way, he backs up and tries to come at us another way and hopes we won't recognize it's the same old story, but he put a new face on it. So you got to watch that Kevorkian theory on your loved ones. When they call hospice in the room, they start giving them morphine. What do you think morphine is? They send them on a trip. That's
uh-huh.
heavy drugs, like somebody taking cocaine in their veins. But it's heavier than cocaine. It numbs everything. It will numb your liver. It will numb your heart. It will numb everything in your body. And where you don't feel a thing. Yeah. And when it numbs it, how you going to stay in here if you have numbed organs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful. So if you want to keep your loved ones here, don't call in people who are trained. Are you hearing me? Who are trained to take them out of here. That would be you praying that God would save them and help them and touch them and heal their body, and you bringing somebody in that's going the opposite way of you praying. Does that make sense to you?
No, no.
Man.
So be careful with that. And God bless you. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's get some folk who love the Lord. Amen. Who will pray for these on the line. So many requests here. Amen. But if you feel led to pray, I'm going to open the line up to you. This is open mic. And if you can pray for some of these or all of them, the line is open to you.
Go ahead.
I don't know how to follow up to the
bell. I can't hear you. All right. The line is open for prayer. Who will pray this morning? All right, y'all going to make me do like Jesus did.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, here we are, Lord, before you. First of all, with thanksgiving, we want to thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for peace in our mind. Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you awakened us this morning, oh God, and started us on our way. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you because as well with us as it is, knowing it could be much worse. But God, you're looking at us right now, and you heard every request, Lord. You heard the request. Some want one thing, some want another. But you know all about every one of us, and you're looking on us now, Lord. And we ask you to reach out and touch every heart today. Whatever the request is, Lord. Lord, oh God, please grant it in the name of Jesus. Grant it and bring it up, Lord, where it belongs, we pray. Bind every evil spirit that come our way. Oh God, bind Satan and sin. Bind him and cast him out in the name of Jesus. Knowing you're real, Lord, knowing you got the power in your hand. Oh, we believe in you, we trust in you, we lean on you and depend on you, Lord. Knowing we're nothing without you. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are failure. But with thee, Lord, all things are possible to the believer. And we are believers, Lord. Waiting on you, Lord. Lord, give us patience to wait on you. Knowing that you're going to fix it for us, Lord, we know you can. Believe you will. Touch and give deliverance today. Bind the devil and cast him out. Say to the Lord God, bind you in the name of Jesus. You're a lying curse. God rebuke you. Come on out of the bodies. Oh, out of the bodies. Oh, whatever you hold it up for God's people. God, bind you and cast you out. Lord, bind him now and cast him out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name today. You're so real today, Lord. Knowing you're able, Lord, touch our bodies and heal. Heal, heal, heal. Bring us up to where we belong in the name of Jesus. Bless our leader, Lord. Bless his companion. Bless, oh God, everyone today on the line, those that are not on the line. Bless your people here, there, and everywhere. In the name of Jesus, bind Satan on every hand. Rebuke him and cast him out. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're real. You got all power in your hand. Give us a deeper depth in you. A deeper depth, Lord, and a higher height in thee. Bring us up to where you want us to be. In the name of Jesus. Help us to lay aside every weight and the sin, which does so easily beset us. And so that we can run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't leave us, Lord. Don't leave us. Bless, oh, God, the bereaved family. Bless them in all. Keep your arms around them. Oh, God, take this sting out of the heart. My God, lift the heavy burden. bind every evil spirit that come against them in Jesus' mighty name. We know you can. We know you can. Lord, you did it for me. I know you can do it for them. My God, my King, lift them up where they belong in the name of Jesus. Bless our families, Lord, all of our children. Save every one of them, we pray. Oh, God, bring them in out of the world. My God, give them a mind of Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Bless every leader, Lord, every leader, every leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that. Hey, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the blood today. Thank you for your cleansing blood that covers our souls. And we praise you and magnify your name in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,